Absolutely.
No, it was a very eventful game. Unfortunately, not on a positive side from our point of view. You look at the first half, and sometimes you think, well, it's just not going to be our day. You know, you miss a penalty, you get two talented young players injured, and you have two passbacks that lead up to the goals. So from that perspective, it was always going to be a difficult day. Credit to the players, they never buckled. You know, we got a goal back, and again, the two young players that made the errors, or the three really, in terms of time missed the penalty, I thought were excellent. I thought Jamie and Matt were terrific after that. Showed great character, great mental strength. But Tam Aware was immense at the back. So, you know, we lacked a bit of creativity in the final third. You know, we definitely didn't create as many opportunities as we would, and Gats had a couple of good saves, but generally speaking, they were on the counter in the second half. But, you know, it's one of those days for us. As I say, it's a disappointing day, and I think there was a few decisions as well that I don't think either manager was too happy with. So, yeah, it was one of those days we just had to try and go over it as best we can.
Who's Jai?
Well, I had two players injured. You know, I had Jai and Jamie Lindsay. So, yeah, you want to ask about two players? I'll talk about two players.
Jai looked particularly distressed.
No, it's two don't look distressed. Yeah. It's two players. You know, I'm not going to. You know, I think that's disrespectful to other players, as if Jai's more important.
I'm just saying that's what I'm saying.
Well, an ankle injury, a knee injury. Jamie's an ankle injury, and Jai's a knee injury. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. You know, how they are. You know, we don't, obviously it's too early yet to see, but Jamie, just there was impact in the tackle, and the boy landed on him, and his ankle's quite heavily swollen. And Jai, obviously, you seen he knocked it past the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper, just him and the goalkeeper collided. I don't think it was any malicious in it, I think it was just an accidental collision, but it's caught him on the edge of the knee, and obviously his knee's planted, and he's in a lot of pain. So let's say we'll just have to see.
They both started the game well,
and they've both been playing very well. They're good young players, I said, and so it was difficult. I mean, you've got to change things around, but you know, it wasn't so much that in terms of, from our point of view, in terms of playing. I mean, it was self-inflicted. You know, if you miss a penalty and then give two pass packs, I mean, then that's self-inflicted. So it's hard enough to win the game here without handing the opposition the initiative. But fair play to them, Fairman. I thought they had a real appetite for the game today, but I don't think any more than we did. But I think that you could see they were definitely a very competitive side today. And as I said, once we kind of cleared our heads a little bit, and once we get the goal back, I felt we were every chance we would get an equaliser, but it just wasn't to be. Right.
Cheers.